Jesus is the only source of life because he's the only one who conquered the grave. Jesus is the only one who can say, I'm the resurrection of the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. I had a fascinating experience. I flew a 757 jet. Now, you've got to understand that I have my pilot's license. About 20 years ago, I learned to fly a Cessna 150 and got my license. And I didn't haven't flown for a long time, so I'm not current. But the difference between flying a Cessna 150 and a 250,000-pound 757 jet is the difference between riding a tricycle and riding a Harley-Davidson motorcycle. But I flew a 757 jet. Well, not really a 757 jet, but we have an instructor at UPS who has access to the simulator out there at Stanford Field. And he put me in the cockpit of that, in the co-pilot seat of that simulator. And it is incredibly realistic. One of the fastest 2 hours I've ever spent in my life. Because everything is just like the cockpit of a real airplane with all the knobs and the gadgets. And you put on the headphones and you talk to the tower. And you look out the window and the computer screen has Stanford Field. You see the cars going down Waterson Expressway. And you taxi out to the end of the runway and the simulator bumps. And then you take off down the runway and pull up on the throttle. And you feel the air turbulence. And you see Stanford Field getting in the distance. And then you can see the buildings of downtown Louisville and Floyd's Knobs. And you can fly over them. Unbelievable. And in 10 minutes, he says, let's land at the Anchorage Airport in Alaska. 5 minutes, we're in Anchorage Airport, landing in Anchorage. And he said, no, up over this mountain here is a little lake behind the mountain. I go fishing sometimes. Flew us over the mountain, and we looked at that little lake. The computer's incredible. Well, we came back to Stanford Field and flew around. Finally, he said, okay, I want you to land the airplane. It is so realistic that I was perspiring as coming in, trying to bring a 757 jet. And I was getting off course, and the sirens of warning began to blow, and a voice came on and said, too low, too low, too low, too low. And I'm battling it. Folks, you're looking at the only preacher in Louisville who has ever crashed a 757 jet at Stanford Field and lived to preach about it. But I don't want any more of this brother stuff. It is now Captain Russell who... But let me ask you a question. If you were really going to fly to Anchorage, Alaska, would you fly with me? Or would you fly with somebody who had gone and safely come back? For the life of me, I cannot understand why anybody would entrust their eternal life to somebody who has crashed and burned, or to somebody who has never been there, when there is only one in all of history who said, I have come down from heaven to be with you. Only one who said, if you've seen me, you've seen God, because before Abraham was born, I was there. Only one who said, you put me to death and I'm going to be in the grave 3 days and I'm going to come back. And then one who came back and said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. You see, cult leaders will tell you, take your life with me and we'll go to eternity together. Jesus Christ is the only one who said, you wait here. I'll go ahead of you. I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come back and receive you to myself. Big difference.